The Lies of the Third Temple, Part 102. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua, South Africa, Victoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any information, or maybe have a question about the books which I've written, the availability, prices, please contact us at our WhatsApp, +27 international number, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you will participate in our study. You're very, very welcome. But you have missed quite a bit of information. Therefore, I urge you to go to part one. Start from the beginning and just continue from there. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to get all the different notifications of the studies, these other English studies, also our TikTok messages, in order to receive them, the notifications. Send a link to your friends and family. Make sure you have a 1611 King James Bible at least, pen and writing pad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. You are very welcome. I trust that the study today is going to be a blessing unto you in the name of Yahushua. Hallelujah. We are to continue where we left off yesterday morning. Now I'm still continuing with the Temple Institute in Jerusalem's research. Now the heading says, more published statements by Jewish groups. Now I want you to listen to the wording. The Sanhedrin of the sixth millennium. A millennium is 1,000 years. Now they make the following statement. God created the heavens and the earth. Now first of all, they make themselves to believe that they are Hebrew people. How can you use the word God? God is a title. So they don't refer to Yahweh or to the Father. They use the word God. God created the heavens and the earth and all that is therein in 6 days. And God saw everything that he was made. Behold, it was very good. God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it and set it apart for men to celebrate his creation. That's Genesis. The Jewish people date the completion of the universe 5,745 years ago. Thus, our era is the sixth millennium after the creation. The wisdom of our sage prescribes that each day of creation presents a million or 1,000 years, and therefore our era in the eve of the seventh day, that is the Sabbath eve. This is the eve of the perfections of days, the eve of coming to the true Messiah, son of David. Eve. You see what they do? They use words and then they fill it with theology, corrupted theology. Because there's not a scripture to back up what they have just said here. Yes, the creation happened in 6 days, on 7 day Yahweh rest. But this is the eve of the perfection of days, the eve of the coming of the true Messiah, son of David. He's not the son of David anymore, he's the son of Yahushua. History of the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin, now you must tie your seatbelt. The Sanhedrin, from the Greek meaning assembly. But the Sanhedrin was not a Greek name. It was a Hebrew name. Let's look at it. I say, the Sanhedrin from the Greek meaning assembly has its origins in Exodus from Egypt. So were there any Greeks when they left Egypt? Did Israel moved away from the Greeks, or was it the Egyptians? The Egyptians, There was not even any Greeks near there. The Greeks only came later on. Because you have the image of Nebuchadnezzar, Babylon, Median, Persia. There you have Greece. There you have Rome. It's the other day. But in the time of Egypt, when Israel moved from Egypt after 420 years in bondage and slavery, there was no Greeks. Even the word Greek didn't even exist. The culture of the Greeks didn't even exist. He says it has its origins in the Exodus from Egypt when God commanded Moses to assemble 70 elders to share the leadership of the nation with him. How many? 70. The council of Samuel 71. Now, you must listen to what happened. This has been changed later on to 71. First it was 70, then it was changed to 71. He says, when God commanded Moses to assemble 70 elders to make share the leadership of the nation with him, this council of 71 assumed all legislative and judicial powers throughout the history of Israelites until the destruction of the first temple. That was when Nebuchadnezzar captured the nation of Israel and demolished the first temple, which is the temple of Solomon. The great Sanhedrin, men of the great assembly, was instituted by Ezra on the return of the Jewish people from exile into Babylon. First there were 70 in the time of Moses, and when they reconstructed them, the Sanhedrin, after the Babylonian time, they made it 71. The Council of 71, he says, the great Sanhedrin, men of the great assembly, was instituted by Ezra on the return of Jewish people from exile in Babylon and the rebuilding of the temple. It convenes in the chambers of hewn stone adjacent the inner temple court. The presidency of the Sanhedrin was conferred on the high priest, or on who existed all nations in wisdom, through the great Sanhedrin, had full legislative and executive powers. Capital punishment was pronounced only in the rare of instances. During the Roman occupation, the powers of the Sanhedrin was whittled down to matters of rituals, and his authority was further impaired by internal staff between rival factors. Through the Sanhedrin was dissolved by the Romans in 66 before Yahushua. 4 years before the destruction, 66 AY after Yahushua, before the destruction of the second temple. Traces of the persist of various forms throughout Jewish history in the land of Israel. So what's going to happen now? They're going to reinstitute the Sanhedrin, the great Sanhedrin. There was never anything like a great Sanhedrin. It was just a Sanhedrin. Outstanding leaders of the great Sanhedrin include Simeon, Sabbath, who introduced legislation for universal education, women's rights, the administration of trial courts, acceptance of testimony, Rabbi Hillel, who did that which is hateful for you, do not do not to others, was ensured as the inquisitors of Jewish teachings is part of a Jewish tradition. The rebirth of the state of Israel has given rise to alert hope for the re-establishment of the great Sanhedrin. There was never ever a great Sanhedrin. It was a Sanhedrin. As a guided light for the Jewish people. Now, why do they keep emphasizing the great Sanhedrin? Because that will be the head of the state of this new Israeli state, the Sanhedrin, the Committee of 71. Not 70, 71. And this is what they're working on. This is what they're working on now. They are busy establishing a great Sanhedrin right on this moment. To do what? To act as their own court. So they don't acknowledge the government of Israel anymore. They acknowledge the great Sanhedrin. So it's a government in a government. It's a nation in a nation. Which the one is a religious nation. And they don't, when they function, they don't function under laws of Israel. They function under the laws of Moses and the great Sanhedrin. But Yahweh has concluded everything. Go read Hebrews 7 verse 11 to 21. It had its time, 613 laws. Lost its authority, lost any power it had. Why? Because a New Testament, through the blood of Yahushua, gave us birthright, as Yahvist, as part of the bride of Yahushua, through by repentance and new birth, through the immersing in the name of Yahushua to the remission of your sins. The temple in Jerusalem, even as the Jewish people were crossing the Sinai desert out of the bondage of Egypt, you see, it's not the Greeks, Egypt, on the way to the promised land, God said, build me a temple, I shall dwell among you. Exodus 25 verse 2. Build me a temple, and I shall dwell among you. So if there's no temple, then God can't dwell among them. Is that what it is? What about the Holy Spirit? Where does the Holy Spirit come in? Isn't Yahweh working through the Holy Spirit? You see, the great Sanhedrin and this third temple theology followers, they don't want to acknowledge the Holy Spirit or the Ruach HaKodesh. They want a temple. And when they have a temple, they have 613 laws of Moses, which will be reinstated. Ever since those days, the temple in Jerusalem has been the soul of the spiritual and national extension of the Jewish people. Yes, everything worked around the temple. But twice Yahweh had allowed the temples to be broken down. The temple was the center of the royal authority of the Davidic dynasty. It was a high point of all religious ceremonies and the seat of the high priest. Its chambers of heaven stones, they say, it says, its chambers of heaven stones was a convenient place for the Sanhedrin and legislation and justical authority of the nations. You see what they say here? They don't want to acknowledge the rules and laws of Israel. They want to abide by the rules of a third temple. Back to the Old Testament prophecies. Back to the Old Testament laws. But when they had it, they didn't use it. Why was Israel captured by the Babylonians? 23 years before the capturing of the Hebrew people, the Jews, Israel, Jeremiah prophesies and he says that you have to repent. He says you must repent. He gave the king's name, Nebuchadnezzar. He said, Babylon. They didn't. They chose to worship idol gods. Live up to the standard of idol worshipping. And that's what's happening today. A lot of churches today rather prefer idols than worshipping Yahweh, our Elohim, through His revelation word. So what he says, his chambers of Hebion stone was a convenient place of the Sanhedrin, the legislative and judicial authority of the nation. Now I'm going to stop right here because he has a bit of information that we need to study tomorrow morning. If it's Yahweh's will, Maranatha. Yahweh is coming back again. Hallelujah.